So, Steve, first couple of weeks of pre-season are done. How does it feel to be back?
It's after a break, it's always great to come back in and be amongst the lads and, you know, the banter and the camaraderie. Plus, you know, the lads have been working really hard in pre-season, so it's good to be back in. And, you know, we're coming to the end of a load of good sessions and looking forward to starting the games now.
To those who don't know, what is the first couple of pre-season sessions? What do they entail?
Well, basically, in the first couple of sessions, you're working on core fitness, really. Before, you know, we try and incorporate ball work as much as we can, but, you know, there is an element of your sort of your stamina runs and what have you. We've been doing a lot of that. You know, nobody really enjoys them, but, you know, it's part and parcel of the first few sessions of pre-season. But now we're five or six sessions in, there's a lot more ball work involved, getting the, you know, game-related movements and patterns of play and stuff out. So, yeah, really good.
Obviously, we have a few members of last season squad signed up. How important is that to keep, you know, that consistency of for going from one season to the other?
Well, it's always nice to have familiar faces in the dressing room, and when you can build on that, and we've retained everyone who we wanted to keep, which is really good for us as a management team, and, you know, with the new additions that we've brought in, and a few that we're still looking to bring in. You know, it's looking very promising.
Yeah. Well, speaking of additions, two so far, Lee Molyneux and Johnny Spittle. What are they going to bring to the team?
Two excellent additions. I mean, Johnny, he's been here before when he was a young lad. Yeah. At the time, he wasn't probably quite good enough. But, you know, he's gone away. He's played for a few different clubs. He's just spent the last couple of seasons as a full-time professional at Connors Quay. And he's coming in, and, you know, we'll bring in still at a young age, a wealth of experience.
Yeah.
Good leadership qualities. You know, he's looked really sharp in training.
Yeah.
So it's good with Lee. Obviously, he brings a lot of Football League experience. He's been a professional all of his life. He's come in, he's got a smile on his face, looks like he's really enjoying it. You know, he's fitted in great with the lads.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's great to have him here, yeah.
Finally, on Saturday, games finally getting underway at Llanrhaeadr. How much are you looking forward to the games getting actually started now?
Well, do you know what? We've just been speaking to the lads before we started. And, you know, once you've done a good 5, 6, 7 sessions, people are ready for games.
Yeah.
So we're all looking forward, really, to you know, putting our what we've been doing in pre-season out onto the pitch and getting going, getting the, you know, your game time back in your legs, getting yourselves ready. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Llanrhaeadr, obviously managed by former Lakesider Mark Griffiths, and many of our promotion winning squad are now in management, players like Ose, Danny Jellicoe, Warren Duckett, to name a few. How good's it now, you know, you're on your coaching journey, how good's it to see all that promotion winning squad, all your former teammates now making the step into coaching?
Do you know what? It doesn't surprise me whatsoever, because when we all play together, they're such good lads and they're all football people.
Yeah, they are.
They're all football people, so, you know, they always want to stay involved in football, and a lot of them have carried on playing up until last few years. But it's nice to see them finally going into coaching and management, because, you know, with the wealth of experience that they had and the teams that they played for, I'm sure they can pass that on to younger lads and, you know, bring more players through in a well system.
Yeah, well, it would be a shame for them not to, really, especially with what they won.
Yeah.
Obviously, speak about coaching. You recently finished your A. How was all that experience?
You know what? It was absolutely brilliant. We, you know, when you start these journeys on your lower badges, you know, you have to build into it. But by the time you get on your B and your A, you know, they open your eyes to so many things, and you gain such good experiences, meet so many good people on them. It's been a fantastic journey, and I've learned absolutely loads from it. You know, the mentors and the trust itself, really, really good. I just think anyone who can get on the badges should get on the badges, because, you know, it gives you a really good experience and, you know, teaches you a lot of stuff.
Yeah. How much do you look forward to Saturday now?
Do you know what? I can't wait for a match day. I mean, listen, we have a great laughing training, real good team spirit, as we've always had here.
Yeah.
You know, we try and do things the right way, but you can't beat them match days, even in pre-season. It's just, you know, just the smell of a match day when you get there, the changing
the
rooms, everything about it. All the lads can't wait to get back in. Us as a management team, me, Colin, Val, can't wait to get back in. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you, Fish.